Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechet Shkalim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dal. So we already learned till now, three times a year, the person would come in to the Lishka, special room where they kept the Machzis HaShekel. Again, first everyone would deposit it in the boxes that were in their towns. The boxes were brought to the Beis HaMikdash, put into this special room. Three times a year, somebody would come in to take the Machzis HaShekel, to take the Shkalim. He was called the Toireim, the person that's like lifting it, separating it. And he would take the Machzis HaShekels and put them into baskets. From those baskets, they would then take it and purchase the Karbonas Tzibur. Now, when he comes in the first time, which would be before Pesach, and he puts the Machzis HaShekels in the basket, he doesn't take everything. What happens to the Machzis HaShekels that are left over? The Mishnah is going to tell us that they're covered. When he comes in the first time before Pesach, after he takes out the shkalim that he needs and puts them into the baskets, the rest are covered with a leather cover. The next time he comes in, which is before Shavuos, he doesn't take from the Machzis HaShekels that are underneath the cover. He takes from the ones that are on top of the cover. The ones that are on top of the cover, where did they come from? When did those Machzis HaShekels come in? Well, the answer is that basically before Pesach, you have all the Machzis HaShekels and people in Eretz Yisrael. But the people that live in the Medina surround Eretz Yisrael, their shkalim don't come in before Pesach. By the time Shavuos comes around, their shkalim are there already. The second time that we come in to take shkalim, to take the Machzis HaShekels, which is before Shavuos, we want to use the new shkalim that came in between Pesach and Shavuos. So therefore, we take the ones that are on top of the cover. Now, the third time he comes in, which is before Sukkot, we want to take the shkalim, the Machzis HaShekels, that came in between Shavuos and Sukkot. Where did they come from? These are from the people in Bavel and Madai, the faraway Medinas. They don't get there. Those Machzis HaShekels don't get there until after Shavuos. So the last trumah that's done before Sukkot, that has the new shkalim. Afterwards, there was no point in covering it because there was no trumah afterwards. There was no lifting of shkalim anymore. So let's see the Mishnah inside. Tarem es HaRashayna, this is the first time, 2 weeks before Pesach, he comes, takes out the shkalim, and what happens with the ones that are left? Umechape, he covers them b'katav lois, with these leather covers, this thoroughly cooked, well-processed skin. Shnia, after he comes in the second time, and he picks up the Machzis HaShekels that are on top of the cover, these are from the people that come from the Medinais outside of Eretz Yisrael, around Eretz Yisrael, but not too far away. They can make it in by Shavuos. So he lifts those, puts them into the baskets. They're taken away to be used for Karbonas Tzibur. Umechapa bekatav lois. And once again, the rest are covered with these leather covers. Shlishis, the third time he came in, which would be before Sukkot, and now he picks up the shkalim that came in from the people that really lived far away, like Bavel and Madai. They didn't get there till after Shavuos. But lo yamechapa, there was no need to cover anymore, because there wouldn't be any more truma. And what is the reason for covering the money? Shema yishkach, because maybe he's going to forget the yitrim and adover hatar. And he's going to take shkalim from shkalim that had already been taken from. And you only have one time to take the shkalim from whatever bunch is there. We don't take from the leftover afterwards. Now, what do we mean, maybe he's going to forget? I mean, if you don't cover it, it's all mixed up. So this verse Yisrael says, lav davka. Could be, he'll always be careful to take from the ones that are on the top layer. So he knows these are the ones that just came in. But we're scared he's going to forget to be careful. So to be on the safe side, we have this covering system. The Mishnah continues to explain. Tanam HaSar HaShayna, he would take out the first coins, L'Shem Eretz Yisrael, because they're the ones that sent their shkalim first. The other ones didn't come in yet. Now, B'emes, it's a little tricky. Because although we know that these coins are only from the people in Eretz Yisrael, they're the only coins that came in, well, L'maisa, he has in mind for everybody. Ushni, when he comes in the second time, that's before Shavuos, that's L'Shem Kerachin HaMukafin. Literally, it means the people from the cities surrounding it. It means, says the Batanura, around Eretz Yisrael, like Amlin and Moyav and so on. Now, we know the term Mukafim from Masechtas Megillah, Krachim HaMukafim, big cities that are surrounded by a wall. Mukav means surrounded, like hakafes in Simchas Torah. But sometimes the term is used when you're describing something that comes from the outside. Like it says, when you take off ma'aser, you can't take off ma'aser shaloi min ha-mukav. Can't take off ma'aser from something else on this. It has to be from the same source. So here too, it kind of means the cities that aren't mamish there, but they're around it. They're around Eretz Yisrael. They're near Eretz Yisrael. So now when he comes in the second time, it's to take the shkalim from these people. But again, the Batanura reminds us, each time he has in mind, Al Shem Kol Yisrael, for all the Yidden, on those that came in as well as those that are still going to come in. The Hashlish is the third time he comes in before Sukkot. That's L'shum Bavel L'shum Madai. Those people only got their shkalim in after Shavuos, L'shum Medina Serechaikas, as well as the distant countries. And this was the system that ensured that everyone's shekel gets used, but once again, I know I'm stressing it for a third time, but it's important. Each time he took the shkalim, he had in mind for everybody. Even before Pesach, he had in mind for the shkalim of the people in Am and Amayev that are only going to come in before Shavuos, and for the Machzis HaShekels from the people that live very far away that are only going to come in before Sukkot.